Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Swemke. Our first guest is from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vagabonds is the stage name of singer-songwriter Luke Dean. He's currently touring on his album, I Don't Know What to Do Now, produced with no budget and practically no gear. Later tonight, he plays at Total Drag Records in Sioux Falls, opening for Minneapolis band Weathered. Welcome to SDPB Radio. Luke, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm getting over being sick, but I'm doing well in spite of it. It's tour.
All the things that happened during a tour. Well, you were up in Bismarck and you kind of fell ill. You're still kind of feeling under the weather.
Yeah, I think I had strep throat, and I've been kind of trying to nourish myself back with apple cider vinegar and a lot of water.
Interestingly, though, from Bismarck, you went to Custer in western South Dakota, yeah, and drove overnight to get here to Sioux Falls. We really appreciate that, but man, those are some rough hours.
Yeah, I have a pretty luxurious experience this time because Alec from Weathered, the band I'm on tour with, he and John have been taking the drives, and they've been allowing me to sleep, so it's been nice.
Nice. How's the tour been going so far? How long have you been on the road?
I want to say this is like about exactly a week in, and it's been really nice. The Weathered guys are really sweet, and people for the most part have been really respectful and attentive at the shows and very receptive, and I feel like people have been kind of walking away with something. So
cool. Yeah. Have you been playing in any places in which you've played in the past, or are these all first-time experiences?
I think every show has been in a new place, except for Mankato. I played like a house show there, and we did a venue this time, but all the other dates are brand new to me. I've never even been to this part of the country before.
Yeah. So the stage name Vagabonds, where did that come from?
I had it kicking around in my head for a couple months before I even like started a band with it, and then I got offered a show opportunity, and I was just like, okay, this is the name that's been in my head. I don't remember the initial spark really of where that came from, other than I kind of always felt like I was on the move or always in transition, and just seemed like it suited me.
We're plugged in. You've been tuning. Are you ready to rip one off for us here?
Yeah.
Maybe not rip one off would be the correct term because...
Yeah. but yeah, I'm ready. I wasn't going to play this one until you mentioned the record.
Okay.
Because I'm playing mostly new stuff on this tour, but I'll play one off of the record. This is called Thanks Anyway.
Okay.
The censored radio version.
All right. Vagabonds, Luke Dean.
When the people I love ask if I'm okay, I wish that I had something different to say, but the past few years have been ending the same. Every sense of permanence eventually decays, yeah, but I'm still searching for it anyway. And where I wanna be at the end of the day is somewhere I don't think that I should say. I don't understand my friends and why they always go away. They move in and out of my life more than busboys in a restaurant. Said you were here to stay, now you're gone. Stay. It
comes so easily undone. Yeah, but who gives enough anyway? I do. I wish you would say the same. And where I wanna be at the end of the day is somewhere I don't think that I should say. I don't understand my friends and why they always go away. They move in and out of my life more than busboys in a restaurant. Said you were here to stay. Yeah, well, now you're gone.
Vagabonds, also known as Luke Dean from Grand Rapids, Michigan. That just made my morning. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you so much for playing that. Let's talk a little more about this album on which you're touring right now. I was reading, I don't know if it's a blog or just some writing you do online, but talking about how personal this project was to you. And you were right. I cut myself open a lot on this record. Take from that what you will. Kind of explain where you're coming from with this project.
So with that record specifically, which interestingly enough, with it being a recent record, I already feel like a little bit detached from, because I wrote most of it when I was 18, 19. I'm 22 now. I still have like a lot of similar struggles to then, but I think I'm a much more stable person now, which is just what happens as you get older and you leave your teenage years, hopefully. I think for a lot of reasons, some like external and some just internal, I felt like I had a hard time like expressing what was really going inside and like my inner turmoil in like other ways outside of songs. So I kind of wrote the record when I didn't even really think I was going to be doing music anymore. And I was kind of in a pretty self-deprecating place. And I was just kind of journaled all of my feelings out, a lot of which were like pretty uncomfortable. And I didn't really have like any censorship on what I was doing because I didn't think it was for anybody else really. So I think that really allowed it to be a very kind of uncomfortably open record. But I think there's a lot of fruit from that of people talking about how like it's helped them in some way understand like what goes on in their head, or if not that, that just like other people have the same, you know, dark thoughts or self-deprecating thoughts, and that I or we are able to find a way past that.
Were really open when you wrote about your friend James, who you were friends, and and then he had to move out of the country, and that was interesting to read too. How much did that play in? Well, you actually wrote a song based on that, right?
Yeah, I think the song is a little bit more open ended and about like a few different situations, but there's like sound clips all over the record that are of like his last day or two in the States before leaving, and the conversations we had in this coffee shop we would always go to around the corner from my house, and we just kind of talked about like the things that he had learned and the place that he had come to, which was like a much healthier place in spite of kind of like all the darkness that he went through you know, in his college years. And I think just that guiding voice really completes the record, that hopeful voice, like in the midst of all of the kind of the bummer stuff on there. It's even if it's not in like the normal lyric set, there is like this actual voice of reason or of hope on there. I think that really completes it. I think the record needed that to keep the light in there.
Okay. Are you ready to play another one for us?
Yeah, I am. Uh-huh. This is a song... Pardon me, sorry. Still getting over it.
Still working through that NyQuil.
Yeah, I am. This is a song called Honest. I put this out a couple months ago, and it's like my first independent release since the record, and I'm really proud of this one. It goes like this. Thank you for listening. Does it still feel sacred? Do you still feel the magic when you think about it? Does it still feel honest? Do you still feel honest when you answer yes? Will it ever feel as pure as the first time? Seems nothing's ever as pretty on the inside. It was an open book the first time that you looked, but now there's so much to hide. I miss feeling giddy. Oh, I miss simple excitement and simple things. I'm always overthinking, always asking why, but what if there is no meaning? And what could that mean? Will it ever feel as pure as the first time? Seems nothing's ever as pretty on the inside. It was an open book the first time that you looked, but now there's so much to hide. What do you love? What do you really live for? Do you feel it deep inside your bones? What do you love? Oh, what do you really live for? So what do you do when that feeling is gone? 'Cause it will never feel as pure as the first time. No, nothing's ever as pretty on the inside. It was an open book the first time that you looked. Now why is there so much to hide?
Once again, Vagabonds, it's Luke Dean from Grand Rapids, Michigan, here in studio with us for Moment in Sound on In the Moment on South Dakota Public Radio. And that was released back in May, is that right?
Think so. Yeah.
It's beautiful, and it's such a great melody on the guitar that lies underneath that. Yeah, it's one of those songs I could listen to over and over again. Okay. Right now it sets a great mood. You're playing that on tour, of course. What's the response?
It's been nice. There were a few people singing along to it last night, which was a really neat surprise, playing in a place I had never been to. I think my emphasis is different than it was when I wrote the record. Like, I'm relying more on, like, storytelling and, like, songwriting as a craft and melodies instead of just, like a cathartic moment. And I think people have really enjoyed it. It's personal, but it's not, I don't know, maybe not as much of a bummer. You need a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of fun, a little bit of, you know, some enjoyment in it too.
Where did you play, by the way, last night in Custer?
Oh boy.
Oh, I put you on the spot.
You know, I was so out of it. I don't even remember the name of the place. The people there were all very sweet and kind. But to be honest, I can't remember the name of the place.
Just curious, because I was looking at your tour schedule and I didn't see a date for Custer on there, so I was kind of wondering. Tonight at Total Drag Records, again, opening for Weathered here in downtown Sioux Falls. Have you had any experience with Weathered prior to this tour?
Oh, yeah. I've known them. I used to like run a venue with some friends of mine in Grand Rapids, and I booked them probably about 3 years ago, and then I ended up like riding along with another day with them just because we became pretty instant friends, and they've always been very kind to me and like let me stay with them, and they've stayed with like me and with my girlfriend and her parents like when they've come through to play. And yeah, I mean, they're just really solid guys. I mean, that was one big part of taking this tour, not only that they're like an excellent band with a really good record coming out, but also just that they are friends and you have to live with these people on the road. I'm glad I made that pick to live with people that like are good to live with.
I'm interested to know what kind of music you were listening to growing up, and has that changed over time as to what you listen to from as a youth up to now?
I listened to, I think one of the biggest ones, like teenage years and while writing, I Don't Know What to Do Now, was a band called Mansions, which I still listen to, but they wrote a record called Dig Up the Dead, which came out, I think, like 2011. That album was just like such a great depression record, I would call it. Mm-hmm. So good. I think that kind of shaped my writing for that. And like Bright Eyes, I think, is a kind of obvious one that influenced that record. I also was like pretty into hardcore, and I still am. Like, I still play in hardcore bands, but that's kind of like the opposite end of the spectrum. I like the very soft stuff, and then I like the very loud and cathartic stuff, and I kind of have tried to marry the two, you know, in some way through what I do. Now I listen to a lot of David Bazan and Pedro the Lion. Like, his work is super influential on me. Just the simple songwriting and stories that he has, and how seriously he takes his craft and the things he gets across in like a spiritual thing and a social critique, I really respect. And a lot of friends of mine I listen to now, like my friend Bree, who has a project called Many Rooms, and my friend Alex has a project called Shortly that I'm playing bass in now, but I don't write those songs, and I think her songs are really good too. A lot of friends now, and also things like Randy Newman, James Taylor. So it's shifted from like bands and hardcore to like more like solo artists with that have like band names, I guess, or just solo artists in general. Sure. John K. Sampson is another one.
This time is absolutely flying. We have time for just one more song.
Cool.
I can't believe how this time has flown by, but if you would, just one more for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been really wonderful. This is one that will be on an EP or something or other early next year, maybe mid next year. So this is the debut of it publicly. It doesn't have a name yet. This is about power and humility and my thoughts on the two. It'll go something like this. Nero danced the day that Rome burned, fiddle in his hand, wreath upon his head, and the devil grinned with glee when his contenders caught dripped water, fateful day on Calvary.
slowly we've come, bathing you, kiss soft as tissue soaked in blood. Empty empires we erect in the name of us, but in the flames we come undone. Put out fires, we set ourselves to prove to one and all we still are gods, who give and take away what we believe is ours, to treat in such a way though. Slowly we've come, bathed in mucus, soft as tissue soaked in blood. Empty empires we erect in the name of us, but in the flames we come undone.
Once again, Vagabonds, it's Luke Dean from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Luke, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. We really appreciate the fact that you drove overnight across the state here to get here for this morning, but it's been wonderful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks a million for having me.
All right.
It's awesome to do this kind of thing.
Catch Vagabonds tonight at Total Drag Records in downtown Sioux Falls. Luke is opening for Weathered.